Hi, everybody, and hello to you, my good buddy. Thank you for inviting me to join Hart Circuit.
Well, I'll tell you like it is, friend. I don't consider it above and beyond the call of duty at all. I think it's kind of part of a job as a human being, part of my job, certainly, and part of everybody's job, for that matter, because, well, you got to do whatever you can to fight the number one health enemy. And that, of course, as you mentioned, is heart disease. Of course, I can just hear somebody say, Bobby Darin, he's a singer. What is he now, an authority on heart disease, too? No, I only know what the Heart Association tells me, and that's plenty. So let's look at the facts. I mean the hard ones. Over 10 million Americans suffer from some form of heart or circulatory disease. Deaths almost 1 million a year. And most victims in the prime of life and a lot younger, too. But that's only part of the story. Let's look at another set of facts. These are the strictly up-tempo ones, such as thousands of young hearts are saved thanks to remarkable new surgery. High blood pressure is controlled in most cases. And today, most heart attack victims now recover and go back to productive work. Now, that's a record that we can be proud of. But it's still not good enough. Well, over 1,300 research scientists, aided by Heart Fund dollars, are trying to find the answers to those questions. Will they succeed in time to help us? Nobody knows the answer to that question, of course, but we do know that our chances of living longer will depend upon our support of the most able and qualified scientists, and that means supporting the Heart Fund. And now I'd like to turn the tables on our listeners and ask them a question. Forgive me, but have you given to your Heart Fund? If you haven't, how about giving now? If you have, is it as much as your heart is worth? Remember, more will live the more you give to your Heart Association.
I'll get by as long as I have you.
Thank you ever so much, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in. Till next time, thank you again. Incidentally, next month is Heart Month. Don't forget to give and give generously, will you? Thank you.